The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Please join us and vote yes on 1C. Like everyone else in Boulder County, our participants need the ability to get to work, school and medical appointments, visit with friends and family, recreate, worship, and shop for basic needs. Therefore, the Family Resource Centers in Boulder County are enthusiastically supporting ballot issue 1C, to invest in multimodal transportation in our beautiful county. Boulder County's ballot issue 1C, to extend the existing penny sales tax on a $10 purchase, will go a long way towards addressing the challenge of mobility by making transportation more affordable and accessible to all people. A portion of the revenue generated by ballot issue 1C will fund transportation mobility programs identified in the Mobility and Access for All Ages and Abilities Plan. This plan, the first of its kind for Boulder County, is an assessment of mobility needs throughout Boulder County unique to older adults, youth, and people with disabilities, and the under-resourced community. 20% of the revenue generated will go to transit services and mobility programs. These are a lifeline for the families we serve. If 1C passes, there will be more funding to help our participants with the cost of a bus pass. The Transit Ambassador Program that helps people learn to use transit will have more stable funding. There will be greater access to call-a-ride services in areas not served by fixed RTD routes. With greater funding for microtransit, lack of transportation will be less of a barrier to equity in the opportunity provided by open enrollment in SVVSD and BVSD. Investments and improvements for safer cycling infrastructure are also an important benefit if passed. Please join the Our Center, EFAA, and Sister Carmen Community Center in supporting 1C. Mark Cowell, Executive Director of the Our Center. Julie Van de Mellen, Executive Director of EFAA. Suzanne Crawford, CEO of Sister Carmen Community Center.